Howard, my there, this may not be working. I don't know. We'll see. As we move through this Advent season, we hear the word of the Lord that marks us as God's people waiting for the coming of the Lord again, even as we celebrated once in Bethlehem. This is not working, Howard, so you're going to have to change it for me. Please go to the next slide. Thank you. From Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Oh, more technology. Okay, thank you, Charles. I'll see how I do with this. Okay, well, we'll see. All right. Nope, got to go like that. This will be interesting. Old dog and new tricks. Okay. From Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, we hear, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. Familiar words from Isaiah as we heard last week, as we hear again this week, that he will be called Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God. He's our everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Last week, we heard from the word of the Lord concerning our Wonderful Counselor. This title that's given to Jesus to describe the work of his salvation among us. And we heard from that title, Wonderful Counselor, that this is the God of our salvation who's actively involved in our lives every single day. Oftentimes, beyond our comprehension, like the mystery of the incarnation, that God would take on flesh and come and live among us. But as he does so to purposely work his goodwill in our lives. Ultimately, that's for our salvation. And we know that, and we see that, and we experience that as God's people in the joy of who we are as his sons and daughters. This is our Wonderful Counselor. And so that title, describing Jesus, also then leads us into the second title that we hear Jesus called, Mighty God. Or in the Hebrew, El Gibor. El is the word for God. And then Gibor is just simply the adjective that describes the activity of El, our God, this one true saving God. Maybe you've heard other expressions of God, like El Shaddai. That is El, God, who is almighty. Not mighty, like we're talking about today, but almighty in the sense of his eternal glory. Or maybe another one you've heard is El Elyon, which is a God who is majestic or majesty God. Those are all adjectives of El, the one true God. The one true God who God's people always acknowledge there is only one, and he is the Lord God. They would never say his name, Yahweh, but they would proclaim it as Adonai, or Lord God Almighty, or El, God, the one true God, who exerts influence or power because he's God. And he makes that influence or that power known in his Godhead over as our Godhead over his people, ruling over them, especially in times of strife or warfare or battle. That's the particular behind this name, this title, Mighty God. Maybe Advent isn't necessarily a time that we think about a mighty God that we need in the midst of battle, strife, warfare. Or maybe we do. In the sense of warfare, well, yesterday, we as a nation had our flags at half-mast, thinking and reflecting on Pearl Harbor, the attack of our sovereign soil many years ago. There's only 16 Pearl Harbor survivors left from that act of warfare. But we see those signs, as Jesus told us, you're gonna hear rumors of war, you're going to see war going on in these last days until I come again. This is why you need a mighty God to interact with you in hope, to bring peace, to put an end to men's striving in warfare. Maybe we don't often think about a mighty God in the need of our strife in this Advent season. And yet, if I were to ask many of you, and if you were to talk about it out loud, you might be sensing already a building up of anxiety, a nervous tension concerning people that maybe you have to interact with in the next few weeks that you're not too excited about. There's strife in relationships, unresolved strife. You know what you need to do, what you need to say, and yet that's hard. And there seem to be many roadblocks in all of that. Maybe this is why we need a mighty God in the midst of our strife of relationships. And then there's just simply the battle that's raging within us in our own souls to recognize Jesus as the one who comes to give forgiveness when even in our own selves we have a hard time forgiving ourself and living under that grace that's claimed us pure and holy by God's activity. A mighty God who exerts his power and his influence in the midst of our warfare and our strife and battles, even the battles for our soul, this is the God who we know is the one true God and shows himself in a way that's very different than the world would think. As Isaiah would tell us, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Is this the way a mighty world expects? Is this the way a world expects a mighty God to interact in the midst of warfare and battle and strife, to exert his influence and power? Of course not. This isn't the way the world thinks or acts, but it's the way God, who loves you and me and all people and desires us to be with him into eternity, this is the way that he chooses to act. And so I find this conflict within me, within us in our day and age and culture and society, because the way that God chooses to act, influences power, is very different from the way the world is focused right now these days. There are societal, cultural, there are personal, familial expectations on what this holiday season, this Advent season, this Christmas season ought to be like. And it has to do with frosted window panes, right? And jingle bells. And all of those things that have to do with a talking snowman with a carrot nose. The expectations that we have set up for ourselves that exert that influence and power over us that distract us from this mighty God who's given himself to us. And I'll be the first to admit that. I love the old-timey Christmas carol singing stuff. I've been listening to it since the 1st of November, actually. Enjoying and getting into the season, right? We enjoy that. But I've also found this, that singing about frosted window panes and Frosty the Snowman and how I'm called to be good or I won't get anything for Christmas distracts me. Takes me away from the working of this mighty God who loves me, who doesn't put a bounty on my head of how good I am to receive his grace, but willingly brings me into his kingdom. While the world would seek to exert its influence in this way, we know a God who acts very differently. Joseph discovered this. But like Joseph, we also find ourselves exerting our own influence, my own power into a situation. Here's Joseph, Mary's husband. We're told he was a righteous man, and he didn't want to expose Mary to public disgrace. So Joseph is thinking of his own measure. I'm going to exert my influence and power in my righteousness to do the right thing, or at least what I think is the right thing. But again, in man's thinking, human thinking, broken, sinful thinking, this is not according to the righteousness of the Lord God. And once again, our mighty God intervenes on our behalf. Or the world, in its influence and in its power, trying to make sense of this Advent season, and a God who comes to us in the babe of Bethlehem, seeks to make sense then in its own way that God would choose to act and respond in our lives in this way. Joseph wrestled with this as well. Joseph had in mind to divorce Mary quietly. Well, this is the right way to exert my influence and power in the midst of this which I don't understand and can't fully grasp to make things right. Our warfare and strife and that which we battle with within ourselves, within a sinful, broken world, even among ourselves and our own opinions and thoughts, distracts, leads us away, takes us away from the good news of this season. Not about frosted window panes or jingle bells. It's not about a frosty snowman. It's not even about how good we're called to be. It is about mighty God, our Emmanuel. That he would show himself mightily as El, that is, God, and do so in a way by taking upon our human flesh and becoming human being. You just confessed that a minute ago in the Nicene Creed, that God would be incarnate in the flesh, take upon our likeness in the flesh, God incarnate here among us, Emmanuel, that he would move and act in a way that shows us his salvation. Joseph, son of David, the angel of the Lord speaks for him from on high. Don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. This is the influence and the power that the Lord God exerts through his angel in the Holy Spirit to show us the full extent of his love and desire for us to be with him. I'm going to give you my son by the power of the Holy Spirit in Mary. Joseph, hear this and in faith take it in and respond then accordingly. This is my activity for your salvation. She will give birth to a son. You're going to give him the name Jesus. The name that means he saves, because he will save his people from their sins. My warfare and strife and the battle for my soul. Jesus is the one who is victorious. This babe of Bethlehem who would one day be crucified to a cross to shed his blood for our redeeming. Take upon himself our condemnation, to take away that judgment that would be ours. This is Jesus. Mighty God. Emmanuel. Your Lord and Savior. This is Jesus, the reason we celebrate Advent and look forward to his coming again when he welcomes us into his kingdom. This is our mighty God. Now, I'm still going to listen to Christmas carols, and I'm going to sing along with Frosty the Snowman. And I'm going to spray stuff around my window frames to make it look like it's frosted. You know, all those things that we got a Christmas tree set up and all those good things that help remind us and move us through this season. But we do so that it reminds us and directs us into the reason why we're celebrating Advent and why we're singing Christmas carols and decorating and Christmas cookies and even needing to spend time with people that might bring a little strife into our life so that they might see Jesus in us. This is the work of our mighty God that we know now displayed in our lives. With sins forgiven and lives empowered by the Holy Spirit, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord God Almighty had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. Wow. Only a person moved by the very mighty God, the hand of mighty God, would respond in a way like this. A way that believes and so responds in obedience to the word of the Lord. But friends, that's you and me. Joseph's faith is not just unique for him. It's that same faith that you, that I have, that moves within us to respond to the Lord God Almighty amidst all of the clatterings of the battle for our soul and our attention. And all of the challenges that we might face in these days. What we know is this. Jesus, mighty God, has come. He lives in me. He will come again to take me home to be with him one day. And that faith clings to that good news so that I might respond as his man, his woman, his servant, his child. And Joseph had no union with Mary until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus, that promised name. Our mighty God, who is the victor for your soul and mine. His purposes win out over mine. For his renown, his glory, his might might be known in you and in me. Wonderful Counselor. Now this title, Mighty God, who is our Emmanuel. This is Jesus. This is the babe of Bethlehem, for which this season moves us to prepare for his coming. Once in Bethlehem, but one day, in all of his glory, when he comes to make all things new, and he takes us home to be with him unto life everlasting. Ah, that's our mighty God at work. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing that is known to us in your saving activity and your work. All of those titles that Jesus bears to describe who you are in our lives. Mighty Counselor, today, Mighty God. We praise you for this work of your salvation known to us in Jesus. That your power and influence shapes us in keeping focused on what this season is about, even while we might enjoy some of the trappings of it, Lord, we celebrate your coming and that you have engaged in our lives in the strife and warfare and the very battle for our soul, that you have engaged for our salvation, and we are the victor now because of this babe of Bethlehem. God is with us, this Emmanuel. You are our mighty God. To you be the glory always and the honor, as you continue to be known through us. In Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God now that passes our understanding so keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And as you enjoy frosted window panes and Christmas carols and all the joys of this season, stay focused on Jesus, our mighty God, Emmanuel, who's in you.